Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Food Pantry Coordinator for Community Action Region 6, Sarah Oberlander, joining us. And Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Warren, for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. It is that time of the year again. The Bikers for Kids ride is back. It's coming up on Saturday, August 5th. That's this Saturday. And Sarah, we'll talk a little bit about the ride, but we'll also talk more about what it's benefiting, and that's the Community Action Region 6 Weekend Backpack for Kids. So tell us just briefly a little bit about this ride, Sarah. We have it coming up on Saturday, and I think it's been going on for a couple of years now for you guys, right?
Yep, this would be the fourth year. Okay. We had just have a new biker group taken over this year, has stepped up to do it, and the biker group is called It Is What It Is Motorcycle Club. new group put together, and I'm very excited that somebody has stepped up to help support us.
Definitely. So this weekend, Saturday, August 5th, the Bikers for Kids ride, it's going to start at Double D's Hydro Seating and Landscaping, which is 1513 Business Loop East. Registration's at 10. Kickstands are up at 12 noon. And of course, all bikes and cars welcome. Lunch will be served after the run. Sarah, you have the route that they're going to be taking this year.
Yes. Yes, I have the route in front of me here. We're heading to Pingree, Woodworth, Medina, over to Streeter, and then down towards Judd, and then home back to the Double D Hydro Seating and Landscaping building.
Nice.
And then a lunch will be served.
Excellent. Very good. It's going to be a fun day. Everybody's welcome to participate. $15 for drivers, $10 per passenger. And as I pointed out, the run going on this weekend to help out Community Action Region 6 Weekend Backpack for Kids program. And Sarah, you are the food pantry coordinator for this. And
yes,
this has been a very important program for our area. Yeah.
Yes, yes. My heart goes out to these kids that are just need a little help during the weekends to kind of cure their hunger needs if they have them. We send home a backpack every Friday to the schools. We start that in October. All five elementary schools get them. Okay. The parents do need to call us, and slips will be handed out in September. Okay. And every student gets one, the opportunity to pick and choose if they would like to participate in it. And then they call me, and we get the ball rolling for their whole school year.
Excellent.
Now, I do have some stats here, too, from the previous years. We started this in 2009, okay, and we've been doing it every year since then. We've added all five elementary schools as of 2016. We started out with just one or two elementary schools earlier, and then we just continued to add on as the funds have come in.
Awesome.
So, and I'll just give you the numbers here. In 2009, we had 48 backpacks that went out each week. Wow. In 2010, we had 63. In 2011, we had 88. In 2012, excuse me, we had 95. In 13, we had 103, and our highest year was in 2014, where we had 120 backpacks go out each week.
Wow.
So then in 2015, it dropped a little bit, so it went to 116 per week. In 2016, dropped a little bit, went to 80. And then last year, 2017, we had 69 go out.
Okay, so it's kind of dipped a little bit, but
yeah.
I mean, the need is still there. You saw how much it grew. Since it started in 2009, the need is very much there. And this is every weekend then, or
every weekend? Yes, wow. Every weekend. And the average cost is $10 per backpack plus.
So it usually takes $10 to form a backpack.
One backpack. Okay. Yep. So it is a program that is very spendy, but it's very worthwhile.
Absolutely. Again, Sarah Oberlander, Food Pantry Coordinator for Community Action Region 6. The Bikers for Kids ride is going to be held this Saturday to help raise money for the weekend backpack for kids. So, Sarah, again, what are some other things that Community Action Region 6 does for our area? I mean, it's not just these backpacks. You guys have done a lot for the community and for our area.
Yes, we help families that are a little bit less fortunate than you and I, Warren. Any family that is struggling can come and get a food basket that we will help them out with so that they can probably pay for a car repair, yeah. probably pay a medical bill. We will help out with groceries for a while for you.
Awesome. Very good. So, Sarah, what are some other ways they can help out the backpack program? Are you looking for monetary donations, too, or anything like that? Let's say they can't participate in the weekend ride. There's some other ways they can help out with the program?
Yes, yes. We always take donations if you have extra backpacks. Yeah. We always look for backpacks. And food donations, we do have some churches that step up for us, too, and they'll collect, like, pudding cups, mm-hmm. Jars of peanut butter. I shouldn't say jars, nothing glass, of course.
Right.
Fruit cups, SpaghettiOs, the cups, anything that's an individual packaged item where the kids can do it themselves, because that is what we really stress on. These yeah. kids are kind of just tend for themselves. So, it's Pop-Tarts, individual cereal boxes, crackers, granola bars are huge, and soups. And so just a variety of things can get collected for us and then give it to us. Say you give me 40 pudding cups, I would go to a store and balance out the total, because I do put in the same thing in each backpack.
That you try to give the same thing to every kid.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. So you can help out, again, as Sarah pointed out, whether it's food donations, monetary donations, backpacks, or you can participate in the Bikers for Kid ride, which is this Saturday, again, sponsored by It Is What It Is Motorcycle Club and Community Action Region 6. We'll have more details on that at newsdakota.com. Sarah, anything else you wanted to mention about Community Action Region 6 or about the ride coming up this weekend?
Well, we have several other programs in our community action, as far as like the weatherization and Head Start. Head Start is a big thing right now. That's coming up also to register your kids. Okay. Right now, we are doing that, and I'm getting that all organized for the school year also. So,
excellent.
Yes.
It's a busy time. I mean, school is right around the corner, and Head Start is too. So, Sarah, we appreciate you taking the time, and thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks so much for having me, Warren.